Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the simply gigantic universe around our very small planet Earth. And we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. We still have the gas giant planet Saturn. It's going to stay with us until about 8:50 p.m. when it will set in the west. Now, the moon this week is beginning to wane. It's passing its last quarter phase, so this means stargazing will be a little easier towards the end of the week, especially from the city.
We have a discovery. It's kind of interesting because, as I recall, last week we had a Mauna Kea discovery, and one of the features was it was galaxies where there aren't little baby stars being formed anymore, but now you're telling me there's another place where there's researchers on Mauna Kea, and they are studying such phenomena.
They have. Astronomers using the Gemini North Observatory on the summit of Mauna Kea have been studying an amazing display of cosmic birth in a stellar nursery known as Herbig Harrow 24. This burst of activity is like a celestial 4th of July celebration taking place around 1,300 light years from our own Earth.
Not to mention a linguistics celebration. Say the name of that place one more time.
Herbig Harrow 24.
And what's happening in the nursery?
What astronomers of Gemini have been witnessing are the bursts of energy that indicate that a new star has been born. This energy is in the form of an enormous jet of radiation that streams away from the newborn star at high speeds. These jets produce brilliant cosmic displays of fireworks as they pass through surrounding gas clouds and dust.
And I'm guessing since this was taking place in a gas cloud that we saw it with a spectrograph or something like that?
You're absolutely right. The Gemini Observatory has a neat trick up its sleeve when it comes to seeing through gas and dust. Astronomers used two really cool instruments to help them in this discovery. The first was the Gemini Multi-Object Spectrograph, just as you said. And the second was the Gemini Near-Infrared Imager.
The Near-Infrared Imager, is that the thing they just attach on the end of the telescope?
Yes, it is. Gemini has multiple mounts so that different instruments can be used at different times to study the same object.
Yeah, it's quite a facility up there.
It sure is.
And so they use these tools to look through the dust.
They sure did. Imagine a cool set of infrared goggles that would allow you to see the sun on a cloudy day. That's what these instruments allow astronomers to do. They are perfect for peering into the mysterious gas clouds that fill our universe.
Sounds like something that will one day be regulated on a universal basis.
It sure does.
Privacy concerns. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and another fascinating report. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.